following message is brought to you by Ethanol Across America, and this is an Ethanol Minute.
Hello, I'm Jim Woolsey. As a former director of Central Intelligence, I can tell you our nation needs to focus on the problems that our oil dependence causes and how we can surmount them. Oil revenues are fueling the Iranian nuclear weapons program and Iran's efforts to dominate the Middle East. Oil will also likely fuel Iran's Arab neighbors' efforts to deploy nuclear reactors, allegedly for electricity, but in fact to pursue a nuclear arms race in the volatile Middle East. Tom Friedman of the New York Times has a chapter in his newest book titled Filler Up with Dictators. It stresses the way oil revenues enhance the central power of the state in autocracies, and thus 8 out of 9 of the world's leading oil exporters are dictatorships or autocratic kingdoms. Oil products contribute about 40% of the carbon dioxide emitted by fossil fuels, increasing the risk of climate change. We need to do to oil what refrigeration did to salt just over 100 years ago. Salt was the only way to preserve meat for millennia, and countries went to war over salt mines. But salt's strategic importance ended quickly due to new technology, and we can and should do the same to oil. Key roles in turning oil, in a sense, into salt will be played both by alternative fuels and by electric power. The substitute for gasoline that's available here and now, though, in substantial volume, is corn-based ethanol. In time, there will be other ways to power vehicles. But now we should move as quickly as possible to substitute ethanol for gasoline. I'm Jim Woolsey, and this has been an Ethanol Minute.
Ethanol Across America is a nonpartisan, nonprofit education campaign of the Clean Fuels Foundation in Washington, D.C. For more information, go to ethanolacrossamerica.net.